Anyone want to get a chance to look at the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay? Appearance of interested citizens.
I'm just watching.
You're just watching this evening? Good to see you.
He said beforehand, he just wanted to see what it was like to be on that side of the counter for a change instead of this side.
Oh, Roland's clear over there.
That's because he didn't have a name tag here.
Projects and reports. Before we, okay, we'll do that, never mind. Jill, have you heard anything on the lesser marker?
Yes, I met with Jim McKillop from the Faith Lutheran Church today at 4:30.
Yay.
Would you spell his last name, please?
M-C, capital K-I-L-L-O-P.
Thank you.
I got an email from Pastor Linda that said that the committee is interested in it, wants to move forward. Contact Jim, so I did. We met today at the church outside in the rain. And we talked about it, and we went over to the corner where the bus stop is and everything, and we looked around different ideas. He likes the idea of the he just does not want it in the grass. He doesn't want to have to mow around it. So I took a picture of the area, and in fact, there's a couple areas that we picked out and he thought might be a good place for it. And he also suggested maybe something in the sidewalk. And I go, well, that might take some work and some money. I don't know if the city would agree to that.
Right.
But I said I would keep him updated. I go, probably won't move real fast to get anything done. It may not be done until next summer because of weather. But I will keep him updated on the progress and what we decide to do. So they're all on board.
Cool.
That's great. Good.
Cavalry remount. Yes.
If I may, so Jill, I would say maybe your next step then would be maybe to talk to Jerry McGee and ask him for a suggestion on what would go on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because we want something small.
Right, that's what I'm told. It's something round, small to go on top of it.
Yeah, on top of a 4x4 thing, yes. So we probably put it at an angle. So it could be square. I think that Jerry McGee would probably be the best place to go.
Now, who would make the decision as to where it would go? The city?
No.
Or can we make
so.
A recommendation?
You have the general. I think the church should.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want it right there.
It's their property.
Right by the bus stop. I think that would be fine. That's got a good amount of pedestrian traffic that would enjoy.
Well, we also had an idea down around the corner right there, just off the sidewalk. There's a little area that's not, there looks like dirt, but there's a big like pole there.
And a conduit or whatever's right there, yeah.
Any thought maybe right in there? Not where you wouldn't.
Is it in concrete?
No, it's dirt and gravel area.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I think wherever the church decides they want it, I think that should.
Okay.
Close enough.
But I got pictures, so if anybody wants to see, maybe.
Do you want to email them to Debbie, and then she can have them available for us?
Well, and actually what you would probably want to do.
Thank you.
I think the people that you want to really get permission from or have input from would be Public Works. I think you should maybe see if you can meet with Bill Lawyer.
Okay.
Tell him what the committee is doing and that you've gotten the okay from the church. And that you're working on exactly, you know, the exact words for the sign, but that you think, you know, it'll be just on a 4x4 piece of wood. And, or maybe he might have a different suggestion too.
He would also be able to let you know if those would be options or not too.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a feeling he might not want you to put it in the right way. But if it's church property, because we've gotten permission, then I think that
Well, I verified with him again. I said, now you own your property. Is that whole corner right there where the bus stop is? He said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, the sidewalk is an easement to the city.
Yeah.
So So, but right behind the sidewalk would be theirs, and that would probably be a good spot. But if you took pictures, that's why we could meet with Bill, or even email them to him if that's easier for you. But I think you need to contact Bill Ware.
Okay, so I'll contact Jerry McGee as to the what to about the sign and contact Bill Ware. Okay, will do.
Thank you for that, Debbie.
Can I ask him a question?
Yes.
Which corner is this?
Cummings and River Road.
Oh, J.B. Kaiser's.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser's.
Thank you, Jill.
Uh-huh.
I have done nothing with the Calvary Remount Station. Debbie gave me some information into contacting someone else, and I just have not moved forward with that. That's just my bad. Back to you, Jill, on the informational signage at the Kaiser School.
Did you get my email about meeting with Tammy the weekend of November 3rd?
No.
Okay. I thought I sent it. Maybe I didn't push send. But
yeah.
The weekend of November 3rd and 4th, she said she's free. I'm not free on the 3rd. Or she said she has November 2nd off. So if you can get an hour off, get away.
The 3rd or the 4th would work. Either one is fine with me.
I'm busy
so
on the 4th.
Okay, so the 4th we could do it.
Right.
If we tried around any time between... like 2 and 5 p.m. would be best for me on Sundays.
All right. I will let her know.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So neither Rhonda or Jennifer is here regarding the origin of the street names and the neighborhood history. I will send Rhonda a text and ask her if she's still working on that. The Facebook page, Jill, since Jennifer is now no longer with us, thank you, and I've noticed I've been an admin too, and so I've been kind of checking it out also,
and
so thank you.
And I added this month's minutes since Jennifer resigned.
Thank you.
And I just need to now, thank you, Debbie, for sending me the names of the associations, and I'll figure out how to connect everybody
there.
I'll get all those listed.
Since Liesl's not here, we won't have a report on the Willamette University. Miss Ashley,
I should have listened last time and just gave it to Jill because he did not, David didn't reply to me at all.
I sent him an email.
Did he reply to you?
No.
So
I assumed he would contact you. Is this
about the survey?
Yes.
David is
David. Oh, hi.
That David.
Yeah, that's him right there, by the way.
I've been busy.
No, that's okay.
Good.
No, I sent an email.
I might be able to help you on the origin of road names, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't hear him.
He might be able to help with the origin of the road names also.
I have a roadmaster book from 1880.
I can't hear you.
He has a roadmaster.
I work for Marion County.
David, sit up there with that microphone.
Please.
It's recorded, and I post the recording.
Thank you.
Is it on?
I think it is.
Is this on? Yes,
it is. Now it is.
I work for Marion County Surveyor's Office. I am records manager, and I am an expert in county road history.
Okay.
So he would be able to assist. Would you, since this is Ashley's last meeting now, are you not re-upping with us?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your time with us, though.
Absolutely.
And then it'll come back
It'll
to
roll
me.
Back to us for now, yeah.
I do have lots of applicants.
That's awesome.
I am so excited.
That's why we can kind of hold off on deciding everybody's assignment.
Well, and it's with the holidays anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
We just have the one meeting coming up.
Right.
November and December.
Right.
So come January, we can have new people, and or maybe even at the December meeting, we can get everybody assigned.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yay.
And I just want to say afterward, I'm hoping, you know, if I have a little time, I will come back and sit in and see where you guys are, how you guys are doing.
And please and thank you.
See if there's, you know, anything I can do.
And please continue to volunteer with the city. There's other things out there, so.
Yes.
Thank you again for your time. And thank you, Ms. Jill, for stepping up.
Yeah.
As always, you're greatly appreciated. Mr. Bob, the Claggett Creek Watershed.
Okay, I attended the Watershed Council meeting first of this month. Not the first, but the first part of the month. And they are still waiting to hear back from most of the schools that they've contacted. They're trying to get an intern to head up this program for them, and they've only heard back from a couple of the schools. So they kind of have put it on the back burner until they hear from more schools. And they have canceled their meeting in November, so there will not be another Watershed Council meeting until January.
Perfect. Thank you for all you do. Oral history, we have no volunteer, but I received an email from Carol Dorfler at the beginning of this month. And it says, I have a man who is 92 years old. He is still delivering Meals on Wheels that would give your committee a lot of information. Are we interested? And my response back was, yes, let's meet for coffee. But Carol is a busy woman, and she's in Florida right now. And yeah, anyway, so she said she wanted to give it to the chair. So I had her send me the information. His name is Ralph Dungey, D-U-N-G-E-Y. He lives on Tony Avenue. His phone, do we want that public?
No.
Thank you. His neighbor across the street, her name is Bev Tucker, standard spelling, and she was the one that was told Carol about him at their National Night Out party. She thinks that we should have somebody get a hold of him because he would have a lot of history. And my response back was, thank you very much. We appreciate that, and we'll get in touch. I will give him a call just because we don't want to leave him hanging around, and for the fact of his age, just to let him know that somebody will be contacting him. But it's probably not going to be until after the end of this year, unless there's just no way I can do it. I was going to say, unless someone wants to sit down and just record a talk and ask questions. I don't know.
All the paperwork.
Well, maybe not go after the standard paperwork, but maybe just... Is it? Because I was just going to ask, see if he's even interested.
At least have a list of the questions.
Yeah, we can all have that.
And Anita has all that.
But I don't even know if he...
I have sent it to you, though.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I'll send it
yeah.
to you if you want.
No, what my concern is he was told, he wasn't informed himself, but his neighbor posted it out there. So I don't even know if he's receptive to us. So that's what I was talking about, is if I can contact him and see if he wants to meet. But from there out, maybe let him know it might be after the first of the year.
If you don't mind.
No, not at all. Please,
Debbie. Since he probably doesn't know about it, and if you call him and it's a long time, and if our new people come on and nobody wants to do the oral history, then it's still dead, and there's no point in it. Then you just really leave him hanging.
Right.
So I would say wait till we get the new people on and see if there's anybody willing to take on the oral history project.
Okay, thank you. I love your input. I do very much appreciate it. Okay, that would be good then. And I will reply with an email to Carol letting her know what we're going to do due to the no volunteers so she can let the Bev Tucker lady know. Any other business?
I do.
Yes, sir.
I was in touch with Meredith Mooney this past weekend, and she is still interested in helping us as a board, if we want to put together a map of the little libraries that are in town, which means we'd have to find, you know, some of the ones that aren't public.
Right, right.
But she's interested in working on that project with us.
That's kind of a good idea, definitely.
So she keeps saying she's going to get back to me, and she hasn't. And so I reminded her Saturday, and she said, okay, yeah, I'll get back to you.
Okay. So we'll just wait that one out until she gets back to you. Okay, perfect. I like that. Mr. Council Liaison Report, please.
Well, we had kind of an average week. One thing, the highlight, I think, of our council meeting, we had a presentation from Rochelle Ferris, who is the mother of our youth council. She runs the McNary College and Career Center, and she made a presentation, McNary, in regards to the mentor program. There's going to be some training coming up in November. And if anybody wants to, are we on TV? We're not on TV.
No, we're just recorded.
Well, anyway, basically, they're going to invite the public to...
Microphone. It is being recorded.
Okay. Rochelle Ferris from the Career Center at McNary made a presentation. And what we're doing, or what they're doing, actually, I'm kind of involved as a mentor, but they're doing is they're going to have a training program in this coming month to give an opportunity to community members, anybody, to come and... either mentor a couple hours in the morning, greeters for McNary High School, or anytime whenever they want to schedule it. A lot of the seniors are going to have a mentor. Each senior is going to have a mentor, and just to see how the kids are doing, you know, talk to them and kind of be a root for them and that type of thing. And it's kind of interesting. If anybody's interested in that, just contact the Career Center and ask for Rochelle. That's kind of the highlight of the rest is just a few things we have been going on with the council as we're getting ready for, believe it or not, coming up again as the next first citizen dinner sponsored by the chamber. And so you get your tickets for that. Everything else is pretty much regular stuff, like approval of lighting districts and boring things like that. But other than that, I just would encourage involvement with our school. And also, by the way, McNary beat West Salem, which is really good.
That means they're 3-0 in league.
Pardon?
That means they're 3-0 in league now, huh?
Yeah, they're 3-0 in league. Yeah, they're doing pretty good. And by the way, and I think Junior Walling, who, by the way, scored 4 touchdowns and had 250 yards rushing, who's had a monster game, is up for Athlete of the Week for the league. So that's kind of nice for McNary. And the soccer program's doing pretty good. I haven't gone to the last few games, but I hear they're pretty competitive and they're winning more than they're losing, put it that way. So that's pretty much all I got. I will say this. We have a work session coming up on Monday. And we did have the one work session as far as the – what is the proper name of that with Nate? The revitalization?
The community.
The cost of growth workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's we had a presentation on that. It was kind of interesting which way we're going. A lot of input. I believe you were there, weren't you, Bob?
No, my wife was.
Oh, yeah. She was there.
The other
pretty
bush.
Much all I got. I mean, just the weather's changing. Be careful out there with rains.
A little slick.
And the elections are coming up, so.
Yeah. Oh, don't
everybody
forget to vote.
Remember to vote.
Vote.
Yeah,
make sure
vote.
You vote. Yep.
Yes.
Very important.
What was it they used to say in New York? Vote early and often?
Yeah.
That's Chicago.
Chicago. I knew it was one of those places back east that was gang related.
For hundreds
related.
Of years in Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else for the good of the order? Miss Ashley, once again, we thank you very much for your time with us. We do so appreciate it. Thank you again, and please keep volunteering with the city.
Thank you.
Anything else?
On the next meeting, December 6th, I probably will not be here. That's the day we get back from New Orleans. I don't might be too tired.
With that being said, and Miss Ashley being gone, I can foresee us probably not having a quorum. Are they going in front of the volunteer?
It'll be in front of the volunteer committee.
Before the?
Yes, it'll be, okay. Let's see, where's my schedule right here?
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Where are we? 19, 18. They will be looking at interviewing everybody on the 15th of November. Uh-huh. And so they will be appointed at council on the 3rd of December. Right. And we meet on the 6th.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So if there's nothing else, meeting adjourned.
Whoa.
Okay.
I call my son.
God, I was going to say, is anybody going out south? Roland needs
a
ride.
Yeah, me too.
Well, maybe Mr. Taylor's leaving now. Maybe we
that might help, yes. But you have Matt. That won't ever happen.
Not South Kaiser. South
Salem. No, right. Salem.
Yeah.
Don't know what they're building.
In Kaiser Station?
Yes.
No,